Kicking off Netflix, it's up a little more than 15.5% today. What's going on? It had an earnings miss. Tom Lason is joining us, a media analyst based in Seattle. You can find him on Twitter, at Tom Lason. Tom, what's going on with Netflix and why, despite the earnings miss, is the stock flying today?
Well, Cisco, they popped a big number, 200 million subscribers worldwide now, with 37 million added in 2020. You know, we talk about this in the markets all the time, you know, hitting those round numbers, do they really matter or are they more psychological? I guess that's a debate we can leave for others. But hitting that nice round number of 200 million and promising profitability, a reduction in debt, possibly a stock buyback. And there you have a recipe for success today.
And it sounds like, if I understand correctly, Netflix is no longer going to have to go out and raise money in order to make new movies and other shows that they want on the streaming channel. They're going to be able to do it on their own.
That's the thought, you know. And I will say, though, again, and you and I have had this discussion before, that is a goat. That content goat is never satiated, never full, always has to be fed. So, you know, there's a bear case for Netflix that talks about this investment continuing to have to be made, as there's this sort of death match, this sort of game of survivor between the streaming services. Research shows most Americans will only subscribe to three. There are going to be winners and losers. But for now, the conventional wisdom is, if you look at the stock price and look what's going on, is that Netflix is going to remain one of those winners.
Yeah, I wonder if Netflix remains kind of the base streaming package where you just go, well, everyone has Netflix, and then you decide what you want of the other ones. You know, it's HBO, Disney, or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think there's a case to be made that, because they were a first mover. You know, a lot of times the first movers get buried. Others come in and find a better way, a more efficient way to get it done. But Netflix has enjoyed that first mover advantage, and it looks like they're going to hang in there and do that. So I think you can make that case. Yes, Netflix is kind of your base case for streaming, and then others become add-ons. And I think the key to that, as we've said before, is going to be to continue to come out and to make the right investments. And let's face it, get a little lucky when it comes to hit shows. Right now, they've got Queen's Gambit and Cobra Kai and Bridgerton and The Crown doing well. But that quest for a hit show or a series of hit shows never ends. And that's how they'll be measured.
You mentioned the goat that just always has to be fed, that new programming, because once someone watches something, for the most part, they're done with it and they need more content. I'm just wondering if the fact that you have all these other streaming startups, if that makes it more difficult for Netflix, because the content isn't going to be out there to go out and rent to be able to put on their platform. They're always going to get to the point where, you know, pretty much everything's going to be Netflix exclusive.
Yeah, that's exactly the sort of rotation that's happened here. A lot of the other streaming services have called their content back for their libraries, you know, be it The Office or, you know, some of the discussions we've had in the past. Everybody now wants their library for their own streaming service. And some of these other competitors have robust historical libraries that they can draw from, like Disney. So it is going to be incumbent upon Netflix to continue to produce their own content. And I will tell you, I don't think it's so much the competition for content as much as it is for the competition for people. Boy, if you are a writer, producer, showrunner, you've got a couple of not even hits, okay shows in your background right now. Man, I'm telling you, they are coming after you. You're getting emails, letters, and phone calls every day to produce. And that's where the premium really is on the talent that can create these programs.
I wonder if there's any talk at all about someone possibly taking over Netflix, because you figure that one of these outfits that's getting started, it just makes sense to go after, make a big buy, and get Netflix and just bring them into your house.
You know, I'm not aware of any of that, so I don't want to speak out of school here. But I will say, with the advent of SPACs and some of these other tools that we're seeing in the marketplace, there is going to be a consolidation. There is going to be merger mania at some point a few years from now. We'll be talking about streaming services coming together and this consolidation to bring libraries together and try to be one of the survivors. The business cycle doesn't change. Do the tools and the toys change? Yes, it does. Am I holding two remotes now or three remotes instead of one? Yes. But the basic cycle, the basic rise and fall of these isn't going to change.
Thanks so much, Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Up next,